swearing in, you know, and then the letters and so on. Swearing in of Senator Daniel and everything, so it's all official right here. Here's the language, and this is suggested by Dr. Rigg, the way that they have it as the official records go.
Good.
Re-elected to the United States Senate on November 8,
1960. U.S. Senate. Said, November 8, 1960.
For the term ending January 3, 1967.
Uh-huh.
Resigning, and it was January 3rd he resigned, not the 4th.
Resigning January 3rd.
I've got this record. See, I got this bound one from the library. January 3rd, 1961, immediately following taking of the oath of this office. That was the way you had
taking said. Of the oath.
That was what you had said. I mean, I'm sorry. I read your language to him so he would okay it, you know, and make any suggestions. See.
Taking of the oath. Or taking the oath of...
It's whichever way you want.
Taking the oath
of
this office.
Now, here's what he added. Now, if you want to add it this way or if you want to make it a separate sentence, but this is the way it is officially. After taking the oath of this office, comma, having been elected Vice President of the United States for the 44th term. In other words, the 44th Vice President, see?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes for the 44th term on November 8, 1960. Now, I don't know how you...
I'm not sure that I followed that exactly.
Yeah, well, see, what he was doing, the way they have it, official records, like I said, I read yours to him, and then I checked it out, you know, first, of course, before I was able to get him. That's the reason we delayed. He was on the floor, you know, taking a vote, and I wanted to be sure and talk with him personally before I called you back.
Right.
But anyway, I read the language, re-elected to the U.S. Senate on November 8th, 1960, for the term ending so-and-so January 6th, resigning January 3rd, 1961, immediately following taking the oath of this office.
Mm-hmm.
The added language, comma, having been elected. In other words,
having
been together,
elected, yes. Having been elected Vice President of the U.S. for the 44th...
For the 44th term. Now, see, that's what they call it. See?
Right. I like that.
See,
uh-huh. So he's combining my language and adding this.
Yeah, now that's what I say.
That I like.
That way. If you'd rather just say something separately, that he's
no.
Vice President.
I like that.
But this is the way it is officially.
So. Uh-huh.
And I think it's nice to tie it together. It makes it more complete.
I do, too. I really do.
And just spelling it out that way for the 44th term on November 8th, 1960. See? In other words, it's
1960. Right.
Now, the other part of it, this has been checked out now. I checked three different places, so you have the authority on this.
Uh-huh.
I checked our Senate library, and they did a little research, and I checked the Legislative Reference Service, and they called me back with the same information, and I also waited till I could talk with Dr. Rigg personally, and
mm-hmm.
he said that his recollection was Mr. Watkins himself had discussed this with him, the only other precedent for this, and this was when John Nance Garner, who was Speaker of the House in the 72nd Congress,
mm-hmm.
was elected to the House. He was elected to both the House and the Vice Presidency.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, not to the Senate, but to the House.
Mm-hmm.
And he took his oath as a member of the House March 3rd, 1933.
Mm-hmm.
His election was November 8th, 1932,
mm-hmm.
the 73rd Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, for the Vice Presidency.
Uh-huh.
He immediately after he took the oath as a member of the House, March 3rd, 1933, he resigned as a member of the House. Then he was sworn in as Vice President March 4th, 1933,
mm-hmm.
Roosevelt as President.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only other time, and of course it was that, I understand, and Dr. Rigg quoted Mr. Watkins as saying that, of course, was the precedent for President Johnson, you know, running for both races, you see, from Texas.
Bruce, excuse me, hon.
Bruce is the one on the bench, the single.
Uh-huh.
So that's the only other one, but of course, like I said, it's not for the Senate, but that is the only other precedent.
I see. Dorothy, thank you so much.
Okay, so I think that's it. And so, like I say, Dr. Rigg doesn't say this is mandatory. He just changed around the language, but that's the way he's
doing. I like that. Tell him thank you.
All right.
And thank you ever so much.
Okay, I'll call me anytime.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.